more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Monday. Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson, and this is 1320 WILS. Tonight, Barb Byron will be here. We'll find out what happened, what led to Ingham County closing both of its clerk's offices today. Also, we've seen a major drop in illegal immigrants crossing our southern border. Why is that occurring? We'll hear from Mark Krikorian with the Center for Immigration Studies. Let's begin, though, with a Republican conservative who was probably the most vocal one in the country criticizing Donald Trump long before he was president. Bill Kristol with us, founder and editor-at-large of the Weekly Standard. He's actually in East Lansing at the Michigan State University Institute for Public Policy and Social Research Program. It's called The First 100 Days of the Trump Administration. Bill, great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Good to be with you. Good to be here in East Lansing. Good to be at MSU. I have a lot of friends who went to MSU. Spence Abraham, your former senator, we worked together for Dan Quayle eons ago and have remained very close friends. So nice to be out here.
Yeah. Did knowing how things turned out, would you have been as aggressive in trying to tell Republicans Trump is the wrong guy for the job?
I think so, but I'm afraid I still think he's the wrong guy for the job. I'm not super optimistic about a Trump presidency. I hope as an American it goes well, and I think certain things are heartening. I'm a constitutional conservative, and I'm happy to have Justice Gorsuch on the bench. That's a real achievement by Trump. I think other Republicans would have nominated someone like him, too, but Trump got to the presidency and was able to do that. Mm-hmm. And on foreign policy, which is my greatest concern, I still have great concerns, but I've got to say the replacement of Mike Flynn by H.R. McMaster's National Security Advisor about, day 27, I think it was, in the Trump administration, I think if the Trump administration turns out okay, that will turn out to have been a key moment to have a serious guy, a sound, stable guy, as National Security Advisor, working with Jim Mattis, the Defense Department, and others. That gives me some confidence that we're not going to have a totally erratic or irresponsible foreign policy.
Now, has your opinion in any way changed since he's become president?
Not that much, honestly. I mean, I guess I had hoped he might really, I hoped he would prove me wrong more clearly. I had hoped he would grow into the job, leave behind some of the childishness of the campaign, and kind of show a seriousness about policy and a responsibility that you have when you walk into the Oval Office when you're president of the United States. He's done that a little, but I've got to say I'm disappointed that he hasn't done it more. He doesn't seem to understand that when you're president and you represent the country, it's better to avoid partisan attacks randomly. If you have to do them, you have to do them, make the case for your policies. But just tweeting insults at Democrats, and I'm a Republican, don't get me wrong, Trump's the first time I didn't vote for Republican for president in my adult lifetime, but it just seems like that diminishes the office of the presidency. And saying goofy things sort of embarrasses us, I think, in the eyes of the world. So I just wish he took more seriously, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, you know, what it means to be president.
Let me ask you, Bill Kristol, by the way, right here on 1320 WILS, he did not attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Do you think that was a good idea?
That's fine with me. That's a stupid dinner, and that's one of the things I'll defend him on.
Now, you're part of the press, part of the media. What do you think of the way they're treating him so far?
I mean, I haven't gotten it. Just on that dinner, I don't think I've gotten it.
What do you think, in general, the reporting we're seeing on the president?
I think mixed. I think it's fine to hold his feet to the fire. He promised to do certain things. It's fine to report that he didn't do them or he's reversing himself. On the other hand, there's a kind of silliness about some of the gotcha stuff that the journalists are doing that just misses the forest for the trees. And I can see why Trump supporters think, geez, you know, let the guy, if he's changing his mind on some things, he's changing his mind on some things, but don't make it sort of every time he says something, oh my God, can you see he said this, you know. So I think the media's been a little overdone as some of the minor kind of whistleblowing on some of his transgressions.
Okay. Are they treating him in a way that we've never seen a president treated before?
They're pretty tough on him. I mean, he's been pretty tough on them. So, you know, you shouldn't get in big fights with the media unless you expect the media to not be as nice to you as they might otherwise be. He would say they were not nice to him in the first place, and there's some truth to that. On the other hand, they also gave him an unbelievable amount of airtime and probably allowed him to win the nomination. He has a weird symbiotic relationship with the media. He cares too much about them. He wants their approbation at the same time that he criticizes them. It's a strange psychological dynamic, which is way beyond my ability to interpret.
Well, when he was running, he came after you directly. I mean, it got pretty heated. He called you the L word, of course. What was that experience like, by the way?
It was fine. fine. He was fine. You know, you shouldn't be in this business if you have too thin a skin. He's entitled. I'm entitled to criticize him. I certainly can never complain, therefore, if he criticizes me. So.
Your quoter is saying the Clinton people play hardball. Trump is sort of on a different level. Well, what did you mean by that?
I can't remember, honestly. But I would say that there's a kind of personal, and I'm not thinking about me now, but I'm thinking about the way he spoke about McCain, Rubio, and others. There's a kind of personal demeaning that Trump enjoys, which I think is not very attractive just to any person. And it's particularly unattractive in a presidential candidate or a president of the United States. And whatever he did to get here, he should leave it behind him a little bit and say, you know what, I'm president. I'm going to be a gracious guy. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to take some of the flights and arrows of fortune as they come and not lash out at everyone whom I don't like, or every time someone in Congress, you know, votes his conscious and doesn't agree with me, I'm not going to attack him.
So
I think it doesn't serve him well.
Why does he not, I mean, why has he not changed at all in your view?
Well, I think he thinks it worked so far and people like me were wrong when we said he wouldn't be the nominee, he wouldn't be president. And so he thinks this is what's gotten him here. He's going to keep playing it. I think it's running out of steam, honestly. I don't think he's building his coalition. I think it's shrinking slightly, but I can say that. But as he would point out, he's the one in the Oval Office, not me.
Bill Kristol with us, founder of the Weekly Standard. This is 1320 WILS. You say the foreign policy is your biggest concern. What do you think of the way he's dealing with North Korea?
Hard to tell, because, you know, it's hard to know what he's doing, as opposed to, he's talked a lot about it. I don't really object to that if he's laying the groundwork for some rallying allies or getting China to be more serious. But he said he's going to get China to be more serious. We'll just have to see if they're really doing the stuff behind the scenes you have to do. Sometimes in foreign policy, a little less talk and a little more private negotiation and bargaining could be a good idea.
Okay. He says, look, part of this is being unpredictable. The less predictable we are, the better off things are going to be. What do you say to that?
I don't know. I think we've kept the peace by being pretty predictable in terms of being a reliable defense partner for a lot of allies. I think if you ask the Prime Minister of Israel or the Prime Minister of Japan or the heads of small European countries near Putin's Russia and say, hey, do you want us to be unpredictable or predictable? I think, you know what, we'd like Putin to know that you're going to react very, very, very strongly if he infringes on our territorial sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And I think Israel would like to know that we stand behind them in a pinch. I think unpredictability, it sounds good, you know, keep people on their toes, but, like, you know, if you're a football coach, you want to be unpredictable. But I think in real world international politics, there's something to be said for being reliable.
Yeah. Well, what kind of grade would you give him for the first 100 days?
Incomplete. Is that a good dodge? Uh-huh. But, you know, it is so little time, honestly. 100 days, I did the math, it's like 7%, I think, of the first term. I mean, it's really just the beginning, and so it's hard to tell.
Do you think his presidency is likely going to, things are going to improve for him in the position?
I mean, that's a question. Look, so much depends on the economy and the world and things that are sort of beyond his control in some ways, and reality matters. You know, will the jobs come back to the parts of the Midwest where they've gone from? Will the world get, will America be stronger in the world or weaker? Those are just, you know, actual questions that we'll know the answer to.
What about in dealing with congressional Republicans? Do you think he's going to get a handle on that?
It's tough, you know. I think he could use some Democrats to support him as well, and if I were he, I'd be a little less partisan in that way. I don't know. They have their own minds. They're elected, you know. They represent their constituents. They don't think they're elected to rubber stamp Trump. I think he needs people who understand Congress. Congress is a weird beast, and his administration, his White House, is full of people who don't know much about Congress, with the exception of the vice president and one or two aides. And I think that's hurt him a little bit, I think.
I'm curious, Bill, when you are so vocal as he's running for president, has anything changed for you once he's become president? How do fellow Republicans, has there anything changed with you and fellow Republicans now that he is the president?
Well, look, he's the president of the United States, so I wish him well, and I wish the country well, obviously, so I want his policies to work. When I criticize his proposals now, I do so because I honestly think they won't be good policies for the country. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of politics. And it really isn't a matter of politics. You know, when Obama, I supported Obama, the Weekly Standard supported Obama at times when he did things that we thought were right. I mean, I hope he takes better and better advice and gets more and more used to being president and leaves behind some of his opinions that he had in the past and some of his character, aspects of his character that he enjoyed indulging in the past. I think it's just an open question whether he'll do that or not.
Well, as when the press though is trashing him on a daily basis, well, would you say that's a fair assessment that they are trashing him every day? What is he really supposed to do at this point?
He should ignore them and get to manufacture some victories in Congress and do foreign policy. And he should be reassured that he's used to a world where it's TV ratings, you know, and you get high ratings, you stay on, you get low ratings, you get kicked off. He's president for 4 years unless he gets impeached or something crazy happens. And the results will be the results, you know, and the press trashed Reagan. And at the end of the day, Reagan in 84 was able to say, hey, look at the economy. Look at what's happening in the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. I deserve reelection. And then Bush was able to say in 88, look what Reagan accomplished. I deserve as his vice president to continue the task. So yeah. I think he showed a little more faith if he believes in his policies that's going to work and pay attention to that and pay a little less attention to the press.
Yeah, if you watch MSNBC, they believe this Russian connection is going to lead to his impeachment. Anything so far makes you think he will be impeached on for any reason?
No, I think, you know, I think it's worth looking into the Russia stuff and whether some people in his circle, colluded with the Russians I would bet against impeachment.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you bet against the second term?
Yes. I think that's less likely than not. I just think he got 43% of the vote, 46% of the vote. It wasn't, you know, he hasn't expanded that. He'll have to expand that number some to get reelected. Maybe he'll succeed in doing so. But I'm sort of skeptical. Not impossible at all, though.
You think Elizabeth Warren could beat him next time around? Would that be a reality?
I don't know. That would be an interesting race. Huh? That would not be a great race for the country, I wouldn't say.
Mm. Bill Kristol, he is the founder, editor-at-large of the Weekly Standard, and he is at MSU today at the Michigan State University Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. The program is the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Bill, it has been an absolute pleasure. Great to have you on WILS.
Hey, my pleasure. Be well.